Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's Saturday morning, just after 7, and that can only mean one thing. Mr. Fix-It time. We are broadcasting live this morning from the By the Yard showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. We've got lots of fun coming up. We're here till 10 a.m., so hope you can come out and join us. And now, here's your host, Lou Manfredini, on 720 WGN.
That's me. How you doing, everybody? It is 7:12 in the morning. We are at By the Yard, right here at, where are we? It's showroom in Vernon Hills. And you can find them online at By the Yard, 900 South Milwaukee Avenue. I wasn't going to say that again because you just said it in your promo. So I was just going to say this one. She's very bossy, as you all know. We're broadcasting live from the By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Showroom today in Vernon Hills. You can find them online at bytheyard.net. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. Hi, everybody. Nice to see you all. We set up a bunch of very uncomfortable chairs so that you could go in the really comfortable chairs that are made by the Yard. So try the foldable ones. You'll notice that your rear end and your back will hurt in just a few minutes. Sir, you already look very uncomfortable. But go try one of the Adirondack chairs. It's very difficult. He's holding his pie. He's got a handful of coffee, and then he's eating something. So keep your hands away from him. He may eat them. But we're very excited to be here. It's a lovely showroom right on Milwaukee Avenue here in Vernon Hills. I'm very excited to see across the street there's a gas station, and gas is under $2 a gallon. That's amazing. Did you think that you would see gas ever again under $2? I think I want to fill up everybody's car. I'm so excited. Right. I just decided against it. But we have lots of things to give away. The By the Yard people are so nice, and you would be amazed. We have a bunch of, if you come in here to the showroom, fill out an entry card, and we're going to pull from that. We have gift certificates. There's a car wash next door, and I have these car wash certificates to get your car wash. Who has a dirty car? What's the matter with you people? Keep the car clean, for crying out loud. So.
What's that?
Can I say where our gift certificates are, too?
Where they are?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So we've got Red Lobster, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, Let Us Entertain You, Chick-fil-A, and Baker Square Pies.
Wow.
I mean.
Come on.
That's something.
Do we have By the Yard gift cards, too? Did you say that? Yes? We do.
Oh, we do.
I would think that would be a good thing to give away as well, right? Okay, so can I tell you something? So I know about this furniture because I've been telling you all about it. It's really nice. It's all, for those of you that don't know and are in the listening audience, it's all made from 100% recycled milk jugs. So there's no wood fiber in this stuff. So the wood fiber is the problem with a lot of this engineered material, where that's where you can get the moss and mildew. It's great if you're the wet and forget people, because then you spray it all like crazy. But you don't have to do that with this stuff. And what I find really unique, as you know, I'm not a small man. Were you going to say something? Like, what are you talking about? You look great, well, right?
What are you talking about?
Right, okay, so.
You are so skinny.
A little quicker,
mini.
Please. Come on. I'm not a small man.
No, stop.
And when you sit. Thank you. This stuff is really sturdy. So that's a lot of this stuff you'll see when you go look at some of the engineered stuff that's out there. It's rickety. And let me tell you, if my rear end can go in this, even, sir, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a good-sized man right there. Strong, right? Sturdy stuff, right? Wiggle your rear end around, sir. Look at that. For those of you that can't see, it didn't move. So anyway, we'll be talking a lot more about some of their great stuff here. Back at the studio is Rob Hart. Rob, wiggle in your chair for me. Is it rickety? I think he already left. It's radio. How am I going to know if he's sitting there or not? All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a microphone as well if any of you have a question out here. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to have lots of fun. We're going to answer a lot of your questions. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to actually talk with someone from By the Yard and learn about their company. They've been around quite a long time. They're new to the Chicagoland area, but are you guys are out of Minnesota, right? 20 years in Minnesota. 20 plus years in Minnesota. And let me tell you, if it can live in Minnesota, it can live here. That's for sure. I mean, it's a lovely place, but you just don't want to be there in February. Actually, you don't want to be here in February. So really, we're sort of the same people. But we'll learn a little bit about the company and who they are and why they came to Chicago and built this, put together this really nice showroom here in Vernon Hills. But let's go to the phones right now. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We've got Bill, who is in Sherwood Park. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
I got a Cape Cod with a shed dormer in the back, and I want to re-insulate the flat part, the shed part of the dormer there.
Okay.
And they make those the things for the insulation to keep them up, the baffles.
Hold on a second. Are you going to expose this so you see all the framing?
No, I can get up in the attic and see it already.
Okay.
I just want to install the baffles underneath the roof itself.
Right.
And because the roof is so flat, do you think I need to make them baffles? They're like 4 feet long. Or should I just cut them down maybe to half, you know, like 2 feet, just put them down into the opening so the air gets through? Because the insulation I have, like...
All I need the baffles to do is to extend above the insulation line that you're going to put in there.
Yeah, because it's R19, and I want to put another, like, I want to make it at least like R38.
Right. Now, can I tell you something? Is there insulation up there now that you're going to take down?
No. I'm just going to go right on top of it.
Okay. Because one of the things, an opportunity you may have is to do some spray foam insulation in addition to the regular insulation to really tighten it up in the corners and stuff.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah.
So you may have heard me earlier talking about this product called Touch and Foam.
Okay.
That you can buy a kit. You can buy these kits. Well, I mean, the only place you can get them is at the big box store. And the orange one. I just don't like saying it because I want you to shop locally.
Okay. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the orange place. But
the train stop? Yeah.
What's that?
The train stop?
Right. So it's a 2-canister kit. It comes with everything you want. It's $199.
Okay.
But you can do all the rim joists and put this foam and really tighten it up. It dries within, I don't know, 5 minutes. Then you can go ahead and put those baffles in and put your regular insulation as an additional one. You'll be amazed at how much tighter and a more temperate that area is by using this. It really is, in my opinion, the kind of 1-2 punch when it comes to doing the insulation. If you're going to go through all the work, I would tell you to do that.
Okay. How much coverage do you get with one of these kits, you know?
You do a lot. I'm going to say 200 square feet.
Yeah, because this is 16 by, I'm in a 16 by roughly 7. That's about the size of it.
Right.
It's not that big.
Right. No, but... I think if you use this in combination with the regular insulation, you're gonna do just fine. It's gonna be absolutely fine. Thanks, Bill, so much for the phone call.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It on Chicago's very own WGN.
Today's broadcast is coming to you live from By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. That was kind of that. We need a little better effort. Come on. We're all waking up together. Come on. You've all got some sugar. Thank you very much. Nice crowd here. 312-981-7200, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Let's see who's on the phone the longest. That would be Brad in Frankfurt. Brad, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Lou, question on fireplaces. So have a gas fireplace. And actually, my dad and I get in this argument. He tells me that they're very, very efficient, more efficient than running your furnace. So I did a little Google search. And
because all the answers to the things you need in your life are on the Google.
Well, and the Internet's never wrong, right?
It's never wrong, right? You know what I like is if you Google Lou Manfredini, it comes up with Lou Manfredini's baby.
Yeah, and you're real skinny and small, too.
Correct. I'm like tiny. I'm like, you know what I'm like? Yeah. I'm like, what's that guy? What's his name? What's the cricket's name from? Jiminy. I'm like Jiminy Cricket.
Exactly. I'm drinking what you're pouring.
I don't know where that came from.
Page. So the lovely internet said that it costs $7 to $10 just to run your pilot light on your gas fireplace.
In
so
a year?
A month.
No. Maybe a year.
Well, give me your spiel. What's the skinny?
What is your question?
So, what?
You have a gas fireplace.
Correct.
Is it your father or your father-in-law?
It's my father. He has two, one upstairs and one downstairs, and I just have a townhome on a slab with a two-level. And obviously, if you get the fan, the little electric fan you can plug in and you can't see it or whatever, but, that obviously kicks heat out. But what's more efficient, to run the fireplace or to keep your furnace on?
A fireplace in general, no matter what the heat source, is a lousy, inefficient way to heat a home.
Right.
Because it uses combustion air to create the flame. Now, in particular, so if we were burning wood, once you light it, it's using all the heated air that's in your home.
Keep it lit, and it all goes up and out of the chimney.
Correct. With a gas fireplace, since it's more controlled, the amount of combustion air, and again, I'm not a scientist, but the amount of combustion air that is consumed to create a flame with a gas appliance is less than it is with a roaring, conventional fire.
Sure.
But they're nice to snuggle next to.
I agree.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is that, when you look at, if you look at history and you look at some of, the homes from the last turn of the century where fireplaces were how we heated the homes, remember those hearths and those fireplaces were gigantic. I mean, you could walk in them because you cooked in them and there was always a fire in there. And so the idea was, even though it used all that combustion air, the fires that they would make or the embers would continue to give off heat. Now, because we've compacted those in an effort to make them more efficient, I was with the Lindemann guys the other day, and they're doing these inserts where they're piping, they're taking pipes from outside to use that for combustion air and actually sealing the front so that the heat generates into the space, and or they're using grates where you build a fire that either use physics to pump air in, or there's a fan forced area to force that heat back in. So there are ways to make a fireplace a lot more efficient, but in general, it's a lousy way to heat a home.
Okay.
I'm not, I don't want to get you and your dad in a fight, because I'm thinking at some point he changed your diapers, so always remember that.
You're funny.
Yeah, I'm funny, like a clown. Like I'm here to amuse you. I'm here. What makes me so funny?
What are we doing, movies now or what?
Yeah, well, I just saw that on the plane. And so I don't know how to turn that off. Thank you so much for your phone call, Brad. I appreciate that. When's the last time you saw the movie Goodfellas? Anyone? Goodfellas? I was on it. You're raising your hand. It's a good movie. Let's do quotes from Goodfellas all day. Let's not. 7:28. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
I know you're all stuffing your faces. I think these people just come out for the food. I really do. It looks delicious. We have all kinds of baked goods in there. There's coffee. The people from Chick-fil-A brought over some yummy food. The Chick-fil-A that's located at 701 North Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. And so they were very kind to bring some stuff as well. So that's awesome. It's awesome. I have no sound in my headphones. Can I have some sound in my headphones, please? I don't know what you did. Jake from State Farm. It's Jake. Say hi to Jake from State Farm. Yes, he's doing that. Well, thank you very much. Nice job. It just is a little button. That's all. He likes to play with the buttons. That's why he's an engineer. Nice to see all you people. You're very nice. We are broadcasting live from the By the Yard Furniture Showroom here in Vernon Hills, 900 South Milwaukee Avenue. You can order online by going to buytheyard.net. They have this lovely furniture Like I said, you're all sitting in folding chairs that came from the rental place. And if you once you get tired, just move. Okay? These are reserved right here. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on mine, but my Aunt Rose is coming to the broadcast. Now, she's coming. She's 90, so we want to make sure she's comfortable. I don't know that she knows that we have VIP seating for her, but we do. So hopefully you'll get to meet her. She's about this tall, and I'm for those that can't see, my hand is not that high off the ground, but she's lovely, and I can't wait to see her. 312-981. If any of you have a question, raise your hand. We have a microphone we can pass out to you, and so we'll do that in just a second. But right now, let's talk to, you decide, Rebecca in South Bend. Hi, Rebecca. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and thanks for being there for all of us. It's a 36-inch, I call it a pier, coming out the front door with a ramp on the right on the sidewalk. And I put 13 shingles on it in case I need to get my mother out in the transport chair. So with the winter coming in and the snow and so forth, is there anything that I can put on this, a de-icer, a de-salt, something, or keep it covered when it snows? Or what are your thoughts on this icy?
So wait, the ramp that you have is made from what?
Oh, it's made out of decking.
Like wood?
Yeah, treated decking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what did you say about the shingles? What do you do with that?
Well, what I did was, because it was so slick, I put that SureTape anti-skid, strips, but that kept coming off. So right. I wanted to put something on that would be rough, and so forth. So I went ahead and put 13 pieces of shingle on the ramp, and I put some of it on the deck part coming out the door.
Okay, so there is a company called Handy Ramp.
Okay.
It's Handi Ramp. I think it's handyramp.com. Is that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. They make these aluminum strips that come as wide, they come in different lengths. They're about 2.5 inches, about 2.5 inches wide. And they have them in, I believe, 24 all the way up to 30 inches wide. And it's an aluminum strip with little metal dimples poked in it.
Oh.
And you can screw this into the decking so that you have an anti-slip surface all the time. Now, you could walk on it barefoot. I mean, you wouldn't want to, slide down the ramp barefoot. But I have a couple of rental properties, and one has a set of wooden stairs. And about a year ago, I bought their wide steps. And so I bought the widest ones they make, which I think they may even go up to, if I'm remembering right, 60 inches wide, because I think these were really long. And I screwed one on every single one of the steps. You could do this. You wouldn't have to do every individual board. But this would give you something that comes with screws. They come in different colors. So if you wanted it to be, they have a safety yellow, they have a brown, they have a black. And you can order it off their website. Then the other thing is, and by the way, I keep giving the liquid snow shovel people all this free advertising. So it's time to, come on. There's this great product called Liquid Snow Shovel, which is really funny. I was talking about this last week. It is a liquid calcium chloride. Put it in a pump sprayer, and you spray that surface. It'll get absorbed into the wood, and it'll have residual value so the ice and snow won't form. So for those that are around and available, when you hear Tom Skilling telling you it's gonna snow tomorrow, then you go out there before the snow and you spray that down, the ice won't stick.
But you don't think I should cover it with a tarp.
I'm sorry?
You don't think I should cover it with a tarp when it does snow a lot?
Well, you could, but what if you're not there to cover it with the tarp?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm here 24/7, 7 days
whatever.
A week.
So this liquid snow shovel, what's nice about that is that you put it down. After you put it down a couple times, there's residual value. And so you may not have to put it down as much as often once you start using it on a regular basis, and it won't damage the surface. It is great if you have pets because the ice pads won't, you okay? That was a really big sigh. You all right? You know, we're on the air. Okay. She was like, oh, I can't believe I got to do this. We were here until 10. Can you make it till 10?
I was going to say I have something about the liquid snow shovel.
What do you have?
So I meant to tell you this before, and I was kind of sighing at myself for not telling you before.
Well, oh, what didn't you tell
so,
me?
So because there was a couple questions last week. People were saying, oh, we can't find the liquid snow shovel.
Okay, wait, let me finish my story first.
Oh.
No.
Well, you
but I am glad you're paying attention.
Okay, continue.
So, you know, we own a couple hardware stores. And they called our store in Chicago and said, I heard Lou talking about that liquid snow shovel, and he said I need a pump sprayer, and then I want to buy the shovel, too. And Glenn at our store said, well, there's no shovel. No, he said there's a special shovel. No, it's called liquid snow shovel, but there's no shovel. You spray it, and then you use whatever shovel. Nope, I heard him say that he had a shovel. See, now, the interesting thing about the radio world, and you all listen, but you all hear what you want to hear. You know what I mean? And you hear it, and you're like, oh, yeah. So this lady that called was convinced that there was a special kind of shovel. So we need to invent that, right? I'm just going to put, like, a sticker. This is the one, $860. Okay, I'll take three.
Lou says.
That's very nice. Okay, now that you're signed.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm sorry. So if
you heard
you are
the sigh, right?
The
you heard it, right?
Okay. Snow shovel in the Chicagoland area. Aces, if they don't have it in stock, they can order it from some of these distributors, not from the warehouse.
Right.
But some
they have to buy. Right. So not all Ace hardware stores carry it. And when they say, oh, you know, I drive all these people crazy because I do try and tell you when it is or isn't available. But again, you hear what you want to hear. Lou said, right? Are you going to make it till 10? Yeah, very nice. Okay. 7:44 in the morning. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, welcome back. Lou Manfredini live, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Here from the By the Yard showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue. You can visit their website, bytheyard.net. And by the way, thank you to Baker Square for the pie certificates. Sweeten up your holidays with the best pie in America from Baker's Square. Now, it's time for the Noodaloo 2. Sponsored by the all-new Chevy Trax. Marlene and her husband just bought a brand new Chevy Trax, right? And you love it. You're like the Chevy. You should be the Chevy spokespeople. How many Chevrolets do you have in the Wells household? Three. How many drivers do you have? Show off. Three cars, all Chevrolets, and Marlene, I can tell, is already ready for a new Malibu. She has the Malibu, and she's like, So the Chevy Trax is parked out front. Very nice. It looked black this morning, but it's like a dark brown, right? Very nice car. Well, they're the sponsor of our Noodaloo 2. Our Noodaloo 2, I'm not going to say anything. Lindsay sent it to me, and I immediately liked it. I don't know if you're going to like it, but I do, and I'm going to give one of you this thing. So take a listen.
Hammacher Schlemmer is one of our go-tos for holiday gift ideas, from really pretty pre-lit battery-operated decorations to Bluetooth speaker systems, even to an R2-D2 humidifier. They've got lots of unique, creative
That's cool.
gift ideas. One we're featuring today is a tool for the handy person in your life. It's called the Handyman's Tool Pen, and it's so cute. Isn't that cute? I'll put one up online for you to see, too. The pen equips the weekend handyman with a convenient suite of built-in tools. Not only is it a ballpoint pen, but it's also got a flat and Phillips head screwdriver bit inside, a hexagonal barrel.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
It doubles as four rulers. Do you see the four rulers right there on the body of it? A level and a refill ink cartridge, which is stored secretly inside. Perfect for that honeydewer in your home to keep in their shirt pocket as he or she checks off their list with the ballpoint pen. It's available on hammackerschlemmer.com for $29.95. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page, WGNradio.com, on his Facebook page, and also on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this weekend's New to Lou 2.
Very nice. I like this. It's a pen. Okay, so, I mean, they're not all, you know, this is great. If you're handy at all, it's a cool. Wait, how much is it? 20? That's an expensive pen. That's an expensive pen. How much are one of those Mont Blancs?
Well, it's got a lot going on there.
Yeah, true. How much is a really expensive pen?
Those are like
hundreds.
Hundreds.
Oh, well, then that's pretty cheap. I like this. It's a nice heavy pen. It looks like, here, sir, you look like you would use a pen like that. There you go. Merry Christmas. There you go. So that's cool. We have it up on our website, and it's also up on VibeScore. You can vibe about it. I'll vibe about it as well. But I like the Hammacher Schlemmer people send us stuff all the time to feature, and some of it's kind of crazy. Although I love the R2-D2 room humidifier.
I know you did love that.
Are we going to do that later?
It's not available, right? It's not available until after the
first. So I don't quite understand. They send us all this great stuff and say, look at this really cool thing, and it's not available. Why are you sending it to me? I want to tell you about it. Is the pen available?
The pen is available.
Look at how excited he is. This guy's going
to
play with that pen all day. Are you with him, ma'am? You're not with him?
No. No.
I was when I came in, but I'm not anymore.
Right.
He's just going to play with the pen all day. That's good. Well, you occupy yourself, sir. It's good. You won't get in any trouble, right? It's cheaper than a girlfriend. $29. All right, that's our... What are you laughing at?
Just you.
I know. It's funny
all the time.
Guy. Funny, like I may amuse you?
You're like a clown.
Right, I'm like a clown. Wait, no. You tell me. You said I was funny. I was so excited about seeing that. 7:52 in the morning. Do any of you have a question? Come on. Push her. Come on up here, ma'am. We'll hand you this microphone right here. Well, you have that microphone. All right. Well, we'll start
this
with that lady
microphone.
And then sit down. We'll bring you your microphone, too. What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from?
Judy Crook, and I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. You told me you were from Deerfield. That's right. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You know, I went to Deerfield High School.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Oh. Good school.
My daughter
went there.
It is.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
I have nephews there. And nieces.
The question I have is, our driveway has several, our driveway has several, like, dips in it, you know, where it feels like it's sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, we had someone come out, and they did, you know, do something to repair it. It was pretty expensive.
Do you have any idea what they did? Or you just wrote them a check?
No.
We love people like you. Oh, yeah, we'll fix it, lady.
No.
$500.
No, is it?
And I've got a shovel, the liquid snow shovel, $800.
No, it was a reputable company.
Okay.
It was.
What is it? What is the driveway made of?
Asphalt.
Okay.
And now it's starting to sink, like, in the center and different places. So I don't know if
What's the age of this asphalt driveway?
Oh, my God. Probably 25 years, maybe. So would you have to have someone just come out and completely dig it up and replace it totally?
Well, so here's the thing. That the life cycle of that driveway, you're there.
Okay.
25 years. So you could certainly have someone come out and cut out a section and patch it in, and then it'll be look like a quilt.
Right,
you know?
Which it does now. And
right,
it's...
and so it won't look that great. And if the eventual goal is to sell this house, you know what I mean? Even if it's 5 years or 10 years from now, making an investment to redo the entire driveway is probably, you know, if your budget allows, a smart thing to do.
Okay.
And, you know, you're... That's not going to happen this year.
Right.
But you can certainly start getting estimates this year so that you're in line for spring. You know, I mean, the best time to start your spring projects is right now. I mean, you can, you know, the asphalt guys are racing to get everything done before the cold winter comes. The asphalt plants are going to, you know, we've got a mild winter right now so far. And so those asphalt plants are still open, but they're worried about commercial jobs and getting them all done. But then as soon as winter comes, then you get their attention because they're like, I have nothing to do. And so come out to Deerfield, give me an estimate on this. And the trick is with this, this is for anybody listening, the most important part of any kind of driveway or sidewalk or any kind of flat work you do outside is the work that goes that you don't see, okay? So in an asphalt driveway in particular or a concrete driveway, you need 6 inches of compacted stone.
Okay.
That's below the 4 inches of finished product you have on top. Now with asphalt, you have 3. So the thing you want to remember is 6 stone, 3 of compacted asphalt.
Okay.
And that's the estimate you want to get.
Okay.
And when the guy says, oh, geez, lady, that's, you know, that extra inch is good. That's going to cost you a lot of money. But then it's done right. And then, so if you're going to make this investment, you know, and asphalt is probably for removal and repair, you're going to be close to $10 a square foot. you know?
Okay.
So it's not an inexpensive proposition.
Right.
But when you go to sell that house, while you're not going to get dollar for dollar, it's going to be like, oh, we replaced the driveway, you know, a couple of years ago, this and that, and, you know, it's going to look really nice, and mm-hmm. I would say that's the better way to go.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Can I take one more? Can I ask this lady in the green right there, Marlene? Right there. He keeps pushing her. Ma'am, I can call the police, okay? If that guy continues to bother you, does he roughhouse you like that all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone else he meets, too.
Right.
Yeah.
This is, sir, come on. Relax. It's the holiday season, for crying out loud. How can I help you? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Sandy. I'm from Buffalo Grove.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello. And I went to Highland Park High School. Sorry.
Did you? That's okay. Same district.
It's true.
Right. It's right.
Very good. We have a colonial-style home, and last year we had an electrician come and install can lighting. And then we noticed last winter that our first floor was noticeably colder.
Mm-hmm.
We have the liner in it, the trim
right.
for it.
But the bulbs are exposed.
And the bulbs are exposed, and they're large bulbs that we went with, all efficient type bulbs,
yep.
really good stuff. Lighting is terrific. It's good stuff. But we don't know what to do because we really have a noticeable draft.
It's where these lights are, is it an attic space above?
No, this is on the first floor of a two-story.
And you can feel cold air coming
yes,
from those lamps?
Definitely.
Okay, so my guess is that on the outer rim of the floor plate, which you can't see, it's not insulated well enough, and you're getting a draft from there. So I have an easy fix that you can do, and you can get pushy over there to do this, right? How many can lights do you have?
I'd say at least 22 of them.
Okay, this is not an inexpensive fix, but you can now buy retrofit LED can light trims, okay? Now stay with me. They have a lens, so the light isn't an exposed bulb. So it's a lot like a shower trim if you have a can light in a shower,
yes.
but it's just a white ring. So it's unnoticeable, really, other than the fact that there's a lens. And there's a little piece of insulation that goes around it. So you unscrew the bulb, you take the trim off. It has a little tail on it with a male end like a light bulb. You screw that into the part like that would be the light bulb. There's two little spring clips that go on there. You slide it up. It seals the whole thing off. It's dimmable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And you probably have to change the dimmer to a universal dimmer I'm not saying that definitively because some dimmers will work. So you can try it. And if you notice that when at a certain level, when you set the dimmer, the lights flicker a little bit, then you need to change to a universal dimmer.
Okay.
These are probably going to cost you anywhere, depending on where you buy them. They're going to go from anywhere from $15 to $24 a piece. However,
but we'll
super efficient.
Yeah, we'll save on our heating bill.
Well, you save your heating bills, your electric bills, because you probably have them on all the time, and you'll change them. Well, now you will because it's costing you nothing. Just leave them on all the time.
Perfect.
So that people can see how he pushes you around through the windows.
Awesome.
Right. Oh, I just wait. I'm not done with you. No, I'm kidding. They'll use 80% less electricity, and you'll have to replace them in 25 years.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you.
You got it. 7:59 in the morning. We're live at By the Yard, 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. We are rocking around the By the Yard showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. We're here till 10, so you've still got time to get in your car, drive on over, and check it out. We'll be here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes! 8:08 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show live at By the Yard. Our broadcast today is brought to you by the Yard. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at ByTheYard.net. We're at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in beautiful Vernon Hills. I'm trying to think of what Vernon Hills reminds me of, because I used to come up here when I was a kid. This hour, by the way, of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by the Lightkeeper Pro, which is awesome. Who's from Vernon Hills? Anybody? How long have you... thank you. See, now, that's very astute, because the lady with you raised her hand. We're on the radio. So we need people to hear us. And you all don't have to be quiet. I always get a kick out of the fact, see this microphone over here that Jake from State Farm put there? That's so that we the people hear you. My wife's always concerned, like I said, that no one comes. And she's like, it's too low. I can't hear the people. And so we have that microphone there that I don't even think is ours. Right? Don't we borrow it from somebody? Oh, did we buy one? Wow, we're spending the big bucks now. Wow, very nice. There's Jake, too, with hand signals, not saying anything. Nice job, Jake. How long have you lived in Vernon Hills, sir?
About 13, 14 years.
Oh, that's not long enough. Anybody longer?
You probably came to Hawthorne.
How long, ma'am?
About 38.
Remember at the Vernon Hills Mall, in the back of the mall, I think, there used to be a restaurant called, like, John's Garage or something.
Yeah.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
No.
I used to take my dates there in high school. Let's go to John's Garage. You've been there? You were not
we
my date.
No.
How long has it been
salad
gone?
Salad bar. They had the salad bar.
They had a salad bar?
Yeah.
Right. What's there now? Anything? Something else? The other thing that I remember, what was the crepe place that was at Northbrook Court? That has nothing to do with Vernon Hills. What was it called? Are those still around? The Magic Pan? I loved the Magic Pan. That was my favorite. Remember they had the pans upside down and the thing spun around? You don't remember the Magic
No.
Pan. Yeah, you're too young.
But my parents said that's where they went for one of their first dates.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they still like crepes? Kreitzers, do you still eat a good crepe? Do you like a crepe when it, anytime? She has no idea. She's not even paying attention. She's texting. Your mother's, Lindsay's parents are here, and your mother is addicted to the social media.
No, she's trying to sign my daughter up for a Santa to come to our house for some event that, I don't know.
He does that?
Yeah.
Is the chimney clean? Wait a minute. You need a chimney clean. Nobody wants a sooty Santa. Okay. 8:11 in the morning.
I don't know. Wheels
have completely
here.
Come
let's
off.
Take a call.
Let's take a call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk to Sharon, who's in Princeton. Hi, Sharon. You're on WGN.
Hi. I have a question about piping. We moved into a house about a year ago. It's got well water, so we have a well. And it rattles when, like, the, you know, like a washing machine shuts off real quickly, or even when I hear the well, you know, pumping the water into the house, it's like a check valve.
Right.
We've had plumbers here. It's gotten louder in the year that we've lived here.
Hmm.
So it can be really loud. It sounds like it's in the wall between the two bathrooms. We've had plumbers here, and nobody can figure out why there would be a check valve up there, and we just can't figure out where it's coming from.
Okay, so it happens all the time?
Pretty much. Whenever there's a large amount of water that is going through and it shuts off.
Okay, so in other words, when everything's off right now, no toilets are flush, no valve is on, there's no sound?
No sound.
But if you go to the laundry sink or you turn on the faucet in the kitchen sink and you fill the thing up and turn it off, you get a little rattle.
Now, not so much that. It's like when it's a lot of water. Sometimes you'll hear it when you flush a toilet. But it's mostly like, you know, like if you're running the washing machine and the water shuts off and it's just it's a lot of water that's shutting off. It's usually when it's a lot of water coming.
Now, can you, is it a rattle or is it a thump?
No, it's not even a thump. It sounds like a check valve. It's like a clicking.
What does it sound like?
The best I can describe is like when your sump pump goes on and the water shuts off and you hear that click, 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 click.
I just love making people make sounds.
I know.
It just makes me giggle. Okay. It's like a click.
Yeah.
And what have the plumbers said? I loved it. The plumbers. Now I'm trying to outsmart a plumber.
I mean, we've had them here. They stand down in the basement, and we can hear it, but nobody can figure out where it's
coming. That'll be $90.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can hear it. All right.
You know, at one point we're afraid that it might be a pipe rubbing, and eventually it might burst, and we might have a problem.
Okay. So when the plumbers go down there and say, yeah, lady, I hear it, and have they done anything?
No.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do. Are you home now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to do everything that I'm asking you to do, and then we're going to go back, or we're going to take your phone number. Yun is going to take, we're going to put you on hold in a second, and then Yun's going to take your phone number, and we're going to call you back in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do. You know where the main valve is to the house?
Would be down by the well, the bladder.
Oh, is there a ladder?
Oh, the bladder.
No, do you have a basement?
Yes.
Okay. Somewhere in the basement, there should be a water pipe coming into the house, possibly an air tank as well for your well.
Yes.
You know where that's at?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a valve in that pipe that comes out of the ground. And there might also be a switch that turns on the pump on and off, like a light switch. Are you looking right now?
Yes, switch. Yes.
Okay. We're going to walk.
I don't see a switch.
Do you see the valve?
Yeah, it's like where you can shut the water off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody in the shower right now?
No.
Shut the water off for me. Still there, Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? I'll describe it for you, and then we're going to call you back. I want you to shut the water off. Then I want you to turn every valve on in the house, and I want you to flush every toilet. When the water stops coming out of everything, I want you to shut everything off. Then I want you to slowly turn that valve back on, and you're going to hear it sort of like Lindsay's sigh earlier today.
Okay.
And then you're going to turn every valve on and flush every toilet. It's going to spit and sputter and do whatever. And I think you'll solve this problem. But we'll call you at 9 o'clock.
All right.
So hold on. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay. All right.
Put her on hold. And then we'll call you back, Sharon, after 9 o'clock. Sharon's like, wait, I have an appointment. I'm going to get my hair done. Do this right now. We're broadcasting live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture today. Stop by the showroom in Vernon Hills. Or find them online at bytheyard.net. 8:16 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes. Hello there. We're broadcasting live from By the Yard. And next week, we're also going to be on the road. You can come out to Bartlett for the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. That's going to be uncomfortable with Jake from State Farm there. Join me at Villa Olivia in Bartlett for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday, December 12th from 7 to 10 a.m. It's time for winter fun. The ski slopes and snowboard runs open for the season. Enjoy a continental breakfast and giveaways, including gift certificates for Baker Square. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. I was really hoping to do some tubing, but I think it's going to be 50. So even if they're making snow, we'll have to find out if they're going to make snow. Do we know if they're going to make some snow for us? We don't know. By the way, if you're coming out here today, we have so many great giveaways that Lindsay's been reading off. We have Baker Square Pie certificates, gift certificates to Red Lobster. You know, they see food differently. Chick-fil-A, delicious. Cheesecake Factory, Let Us Entertain You gift certificates. Chipotle, maybe hold off on the Chipotle. Give it a couple weeks. Stay away from anything that's a vegetable. We have Mr. Fix-It t-shirts sponsored by Fox Home Center and made by Rags of Honor, which is awesome. So we're going to give some away. And we have a couple of chairs, the ones with the bows, that we're going to go away from By the Yard. And my beautiful Aunt Rose has just arrived. We have VIP seating for you. Say hi to my Aunt Rose, everyone. Am I allowed to say that you're 90 years old? Okay, I am. Look at this woman. She looks like $1 million, right? Here, keep talking.
All right. Lou has left the show. He's going to say hello to his Aunt Rose. Hard not to give that lady a hug. Does anyone have a question in the audience? Right over here. All right, so let's get a microphone. We're going to wait for...
Sorry.
Here we go. You want to come on up and grab this microphone, sir?
Hi, Ray Fun Wheeling. My question is, we installed the air-assisted toilets because they said the advertisement was never clogged.
Right.
But we're giving occasional clogs. Is it common with these toilets?
So the other thing they didn't tell you about the air-assisted toilet is they're really loud.
That didn't bother me.
Really?
It was the advertising that they would never clog. Hmm.
It bothers me because everybody always knows you're in the bathroom. Right? They're really loud. I mean, the air-assisted toilet, the whole idea behind them is that there's more pressure, and so the idea is that they should clog less. But I think that it's a lot like lifetime warranties. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to definitively tell you that an air-assisted toilet is never going to clog.
I asked the plumber. His comment was, there's not enough water to clear the waste.
So this is, so that's a problem too, is the fact that they use less water, but with more force. And so depending on what's in there, good morning, everybody, it can be problematic. So
his only suggestion was pour 5 gallons of water down your toilets once a week.
I don't know that that's going to benefit anything. It isn't going to benefit anything because, it'll flush the water, the liquid down there, but if there's a clog based on solids, then that's not going to do it's not going to do anything to free it up. Okay. I think it's just a reality of you just have to be mindful of what you're using. I don't know you personally, and I really don't want to get into this that much, but they are the toilet. They're good toilets. They're loud, and they tend not to clog as often as conventional toilets.
Okay.
That's all. And they're more expensive. So, thank you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's 8:24 in the morning. Let's take a quick phone call here. We've got, who would you like to talk to? How about that one? Kathleen in Des Plaines. Hi, Kathleen. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. My problem is this. I bought a townhouse in July. It had a lot of water damage. And we've replaced a lot of the drywall. But we discovered in the first floor bathroom that the kitchen is not, the floor is not hooked to the bathroom floor.
The floor is
so
not
you can see
hooked
down into the basement. Joined. They became unjoined somehow.
Okay, wait. Okay, so you bought a townhome that had water damage. You didn't buy it and then it got water damage.
I didn't buy, pardon?
Did you buy this? Was this like a foreclosure?
Right.
Okay, so it had all
this
water. I knew
what I was getting into. Yeah.
You knew it. Okay. So you bought a house, had a lot of water damage, and you're now trying to fix it all up. And
right.
I don't understand. The kitchen floor is not connected to the bathroom floor. Describe that.
Right. They're adjacent to each other.
Adjacent.
So when we took off all the drywall in the bathroom, you can see down into the basement. When they did the, demolition,
right,
like stuff started coming down into the basement. And I'm like, what's going on? If you shine a light, you can see the light. I can see right now my washing machine from my bathroom on the first floor.
Okay. I'm trying to picture this. So it's a frame house. The drywall is off of the walls in the bathroom. Right?
Right. Well, not anymore. I mean, I got it all re-drywalled.
Okay.
Now I have to fix joining the bathroom floor back to the kitchen floor.
So is there finished flooring on the bathroom now?
Yeah, there is.
And where are you able to see into the basement?
Well, straight down and on an angle into my laundry room.
So you're standing in the bathroom, you look down, there's a finished floor there, and you can
see... Wait, this is it. I'm sorry. It's it where the wall meets the floor. That's where it is. I can see that.
So it's where the wall meets the floor. There's a gap.
Correct.
Between the finished floor and the wall.
Correct.
Okay. So it isn't that it's not connected. It's just that the subfloor doesn't go underneath the walls.
Right, I guess so, yeah.
So when you had the drywall off of this, do you remember the wall was nailed to the floor? Was it nailed right onto the joists?
You know, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I didn't really look at that work because it was done pretty quickly. You know what I mean? It's a small bathroom, everything here is small.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's big in this townhouse, which is fine. I love it. It's perfect for me, but
Are you going to stay in this
I
place?
I wasn't really here. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to live there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If I'm understanding this correctly, it sounds like the wall was framed that when they put the subfloor in, they didn't put that all in first, and then they framed a wall, and the gap you're seeing is between the subfloor and the wall, and the fact that you're seeing down in it, as long as it's solid underneath there, it shouldn't be a big problem. Now, have you put trim back down again?
Have I? I'm sorry, what?
Did you put any base trim around this wall or no?
You know what? He took off the trim, and I haven't put it back up because I know this needs to be addressed before okay. I put it up.
And are you going to
put a new finish? I can put up the trim myself.
Are you going to put a new finished floor in the bathroom?
I'm going to rip out everything in the bathroom and kitchen.
Okay, so when you rip out everything in the bathroom, then we need to put down a new subfloor that's going to go all the way to the wall.
Okay.
And screw down a, you know, 3/4-inch plywood wall to wall. Then you can put down whatever kind of finished floor you want. This is a very interesting question.
Yeah, you know, I'm really thinking of, I want to, it's kind of funny, I talked to you years ago, and I said I wanted a drain in my bathroom floor. Well, now I really want a drain in my bathroom floor.
Okay.
And I am going to get one put like an industrial thing.
What was the advice I gave you years ago? What was the advice I gave you years ago about that drain?
You told me I was crazy.
What's that?
You told me I was crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like things haven't changed.
I just like the look of like restaurant bathrooms. I just like the cleanliness. I can go in there and hose my dog down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not worry about water again.
Yeah. Have you made lots of friends at the new place?
I have.
Okay, good.
Once I got a puppy, I made a lot of friends.
Good. Good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just kidding. You need a new subfloor wall to wall, and then if you want to add a drain there, you certainly can, but then it's got to be pitched to the drain, and if you're looking for that industrial look, you know, that would definitely be a conversation starter when you have a party. Come on in and stand in my bathroom, take all your clothes off, I'll hose you down. 8:30 in the morning, am I going right to news? No, I'm not. Rob Hart, I'm sorry, we're running very late, we've got things to do. We're live at the By the Yard showroom at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue. By now, you've probably heard me say about By the Yard and all their outdoor. Do you want me to read this? How about that? About all their outdoor furniture. It's maintenance-free, never needs painting. It lasts a lifetime. Is it comfortable, Sia? Is that seat very comfortable? Yeah, it is very comfortable, right? Right, everybody's very comfortable. Not on those chairs. You people are still on the rented chairs. I got all these nice chairs around here, and you choose to sit in the rented chairs. They're wonderful, I know. It's perfect. And listen to this. For every $100 you spend on By the Yard furniture on gift cards, you get free shipping and another $15 for free. Huh. Keep that $15 for yourself. Use it during the By the Yard huge spring sale or just give them a bigger gift. Plus, the other cool thing is when you get them a By the Yard gift card, they choose exactly what they want. That By the Yard gift card is a perfect gift. And remember, for every $100 you spend, you get another $15 for free. Get By the Yard gift cards at buytheyard.net. That's buytheyard.net. 8:31 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News, sponsored by Builder Supply Outlet.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
ByTheYard.net. We have a nice crowd out here giving away all kinds of terrific gifts that and gift certificates that the folks at By the Yard have given us. Joining me up on stage, to my left, if you're looking on your radio, it'd be to your right, is Nina Rebar, who is the sales manager from By the Yard. Say hi to Nina, everybody.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi,
Nina.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for being
here. Have you talked on the radio before?
No.
I can tell you're really relaxed. It's just us and these people.
Shoulder rolls.
Yeah,
yes.
Shoulder roll. You're okay. Fine. Loosen up. Can I get you a little Chick-fil-A?
I'm good, thanks.
That's like a funny little thing to say to people. Can I get you a little Chick-fil-A? Tell me about this company, because I think most people, you know, they've heard you guys are new to Chicago, but you're a company that's been around a long time.
Yes, we had our 21st, we're starting our 21st year, and what's special about us, so I'll ask you a question. Do you know how long it takes for Mother Nature to break down one single milk jug, plastic milk jug?
33 years.
450 years. Wow. So we're really proud of the fact that our furniture comes, all of our furniture is made from recycled plastic milk jugs.
You know what I think Mother Nature is? Slacker.
Yeah.
I do know that years ago I did an article about all the plastic that we throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 60 billion tons or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Annually, right?
Yep,
in the world. I mean, in the world. It's really crazy. Okay, so I want you to back up a little bit.
Okay.
21 years ago, what were you doing? Not you, but the company. Well, you can tell me what you were doing.
Building furniture in the living room, in the backyard.
Really?
Yeah. We moved from the house to a small showroom to now we have this giant
showroom. So 21 years ago, you were making recycled furniture.
Yes.
And no one even knew what that was.
Well, a few, we hoped.
But it was new. I mean, this
yes,
whole...
Yes, it was very new.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's... This advent of, I'm trying to think 21 years ago. I guess it was longer than that. But, you know, when the first composite decking came out,
mm-hmm.
which was Trex.
Yes.
But at that time, Mobil owned it. It's a little different than your product because it had wood pulp in it.
Right.
And, you know, you could get it in any color you wanted as long as it was gray. Right? And so that was longer than 21 years ago. And, I mean, you guys probably took some of that technology or, you know, whatever you first did for the
yes.
first iteration of this stuff.
So, you know, everything needs to be improved upon, right?
Right.
So we actually have our own very secret, special family recipe for the recycled plastic that
Come on, you can
has
tell us.
No...
You can tell us.
Has
Come
no
on, no one will hear this.
It.
No one. Will, just promise
if
you won't
I told
say
you
anything.
I'd have to kill you.
Right. Is there Tabasco sauce in it?
No.
No. Okay. So you have... refined over the years the actual yes. sauce. I mean, literally, it starts as a liquid, right?
Right, yes.
And you spit it out like spaghetti,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's like making pasta, see ya? It's like making pasta. It comes out of a machine, right?
Yeah.
In a, like a board or, in other words, we're sitting on these chairs and like this handrail right here.
Yes, came out as a...
Looking like that or you cut it and shape it?
A 2x3.
A 2x3, and then you cut it and shape it.
Yep. We hand route things. We have big... You know, big machines called CNCs that cut the different shapes and...
Okay. The first thing I saw when I came in here, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but does anybody have a big green egg? Does anybody cook on a big green egg? You do? Did you see the green egg table? Right? So the big green egg is a ceramic cooker, and there's a bunch of different makers of that, but you guys, that's new.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was looking at it. It's not an inexpensive piece. However... The wood ones that you would buy, the teak ones, they're about $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a couple of years, it's going to look like you know what.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like that burnt That's... thing that you burnt on the big green egg because you yeah. don't know how to use it.
And the teak stains.
And the teak stains, stain and it wears out. And that's going to look like that next year and the year yep. after that and the year after that.
Mm-hmm. And because we've perfected this recipe, we have a 35-year warranty.
Come on, you can tell us. Just tell us. Just say, give us one thing that's in it.
Milk jugs.
Where do you get the milk jugs?
Just recycling centers.
So do you call them up and say, hey,
yeah.
Bill,
say
I'm
going to
send a truck. And so they separate them,
mm-hmm.
and then you go pick them up.
And then we turn them into these little pellets, and they're all milk jug color. And then they get melted, and we add the dye, the color, and we add what's called a UV inhibitor. It's just kind of like a sunscreen, so they won't fade. So.
And that's within
that's
the product?
Yes, it's already in it. So you never have to paint it or stain it.
So the thing is, what's interesting to me, and I mentioned this earlier today, is the fact that the stuff's super sturdy.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people say, well, it's plastic milk jugs. It's got to be Jeannie, wiggle in that chair. Right? It's sturdy. It doesn't move. You can move your moneymaker all day long, and it's not going to go. Jeannie, nice moneymaker. And so, I mean, that has taken time to figure out, too, because I bet when you did this 21 years ago, they weren't as sturdy as they are now.
You're right. Yes, we have. Well, for example, the rocker that we're giving away, that has over 400 milk jugs in it. So that was part of the perfecting process.
Wow. 400 milk jugs.
Mm-hmm. So they are really sturdy. Yeah.
It's heavy amazing. Too. And it's heavy-duty stuff. I mean, I know for a lot of people, like the Adirondacks, if you've got a home on a lake or something like that, you can leave that out on your dock and the wind can blow all day long and it's not going anywhere.
Right.
Right? I mean, in Minnesota, I bet it's so popular with all those lakes and people using them out there,
right? Yes, we find them all the time at the cabins, around fire pits by the lake. Yes.
All made in the USA.
Yes.
Manufactured in Minnesota. Where in Minnesota?
Jordan, Minnesota. It's a southwest suburb of Minneapolis.
Okay. And then you've been, how many showrooms do you have in Minnesota?
Just the one.
And then how did you pick Vernon Hills?
You people were just great here.
Really?
Yeah, the people are just wonderful here.
Okay, but I mean, you're up in Minnesota. I mean, this is no offense to Vernon Hills, but it's like you don't come up with,
Let's go to Vernon Hills, yeah.
Let's go to someplace that starts with a V. You know what I mean?
Well, and we can get here really quick. You know, it's a 6.5-hour drive, or when Ann drives.
Well, but you could go to Schaumburg in 6.5 hours. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just curious. Did you just stick a pin in the map?
No, really. You have great people here.
Right. I think she's sincere. I really do. What? Something on my nose?
No, nothing. Oh, you look wonderful.
And this is a family-run business.
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate? Who started the business?
I never know if, Deb and Roger started it 21 years ago.
Who are they?
They are my parents.
Very nice.
So.
Are you the favorite?
No, my baby sister is definitely the favorite.
Oh. Yeah. What's her name?
Chelsea Ray.
And what is she? What is she doing today?
She's a teacher. Well, it's Saturday, so she's not teaching. I forgot what day it is. It's been really long.
I know.
48 hours.
Right. So she's. And do you resent the fact that she's the favorite?
No. You know, give her all that attention. I'm good with.
You're fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And your parents recognize it too?
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah.
Great. We'll be back with more with Dr. Phil coming up right after this. Get over yourself.
I hope she's not listening.
You didn't know that. Oh, don't worry. We'll send her the tape. Okay. Lindsay, send Chelsea the tape. You got that right. Well, we're really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us. And thank you. I mean, I love the fact, you know, I love the whole Made in the USA stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is an investment, this furniture. But it's going to last and last and last. And you just feel it. You know, when you know right away, you look at, you touch it, and you're like, wow, this is really good stuff. There's a lot of crap out there, and this is not. Use that as a tagline.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be our new.
By the yard. There's a lot of crap out there. This isn't. .net.
I like it. I'm going to use it. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming. Thanks for having us out. Nina Rebar, who is the sales manager for By the Yard. Not the favorite child of the Rebar family, but she's my favorite. 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Pie certificate, sweeten up your holidays with the best pie in America from Baker Square. And today's broadcast is live from the By the Yard showroom in Vernon Hills. See their outdoor furniture and accessories at bytheyard.net. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Eric in Country Club Hills. Hey, Eric, you're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. You know, I hit one of them deers on the roadway, and I need to know the best way to sharpen a butcher knife that
you
I
just got to cut the hoofs off. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I got to hack it off. You know what
that
I mean?
That is funny. That is funny. Those are little Goodfellas jokes. So.
Right.
That was Martin Scorsese's mother. Did you know that?
Yes, she is. She's about 95, too.
Yeah. Yeah. How can I help you, sir?
Okay. My mother's 92, and she's got one of those Congoleum floors from about 1973.
Okay.
And in the kitchen. And I'm trying to figure out the best way to clean it. I've gotten on my hands and knees to scrub it and power wash it, and I've used Pine Sol and everything you can think of, even ammonia.
And it's still yellow.
It's not yellow so much. If I can describe this over the phone really quickly, the pattern is like landscaping rocks. flat landscaping rocks that has mortar in between them.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get it shiny again.
Well,
it was a no-wax floor, but again,
okay,
it's
so,
just like...
So it isn't that it's dirty, you just can't get the shine back.
Exactly.
Okay. So here's what I would do. There's a floor care line of products by a company called Rejuvenate that you can find at either the big boxes or a lot of local hardware stores have it as well. And they make a polish that you can put over the top of this.
Okay.
Now, it's not forever, but you'll mop this down, and it will bring the shine back for sure. And, I mean, the fact that it's just your mother there and you're not running around, she's not a skateboarder, is she?
No.
At 92?
I hope.
That's good. And you can put this down and the shine will come back. It'll dry in 2 hours and you'll be amazed at how good it looks.
Yeah, the funny thing is I was literally on my hands and knees scrubbing with a scrub brush, and then I realized that there's simulated dirt built into the pattern in
right,
between
to
the
kind of, right to right
dirt
I understand
up the life of me
yeah
and then realized wait a second this
so
is
so now you, now that you have it all clean that's great and then if you get this polish and go right over the top of that you'll be amazed at how nice it looks. Do me a favor, hang on, you're hanging on for a long time. Let's get him, how about a Lou Malnati's gift certificate? Visit one of their 42 Chicagoland locations. For more information, visit loumalnati's.com. Jan will get your information and get that out to you. 312-981-7200. Here's Jerry in St. Charles. Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Basically, I am need to replace my old garage, and I'm getting the quotations now so I can lock in the prices.
Okay.
And I'm looking at a 16-foot by 20-foot garage. And with a 9-foot overhead door, 9x7, and then a doorway of 32 inches in the front.
So it's essentially a single car garage.
It is. Yeah, okay. I'm on a very, very small lot, and
you got to replace the concrete.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
$11,000.
I'll take it.
How much?
I'm getting the quotations now, and I wanted to first of all check with you on the floor of the garage. You were mentioning about a 3-inch compacted area. They are quoting a 5-inch concrete thick. The first quotation that I'm getting in is they're quoting a 5-inch thick concrete floor.
Right. But garages are different because this is a detached garage, correct?
It is.
Yeah, so they're going to give you what's called a floating foundation. And so the 5 inches should represent the center portion of it, but on the outer side, on the perimeter of the concrete, they're going to dig down, and that's going to be thickened. So it's going to kind of look like an upside-down pan.
Okay.
Where it's thicker on the edges, and then it comes across, so that gives you it's a thickened footing, so it won't move. And then the other thing you got to talk to them about is what kind of steel are they going to put in there, like rebar inside there.
Yes.
And not you, Nina. And did everybody get that? That was her last name, rebar. the whole Goodfellas thing. So that 5-inch thickness is there, and that the thicker portion on the perimeter is to support the weight of whatever they're going to build on top of that, the frame.
Okay. And they're quoting a 6-bag mix.
Sure. That's 6-bag. So 6-bag or 5-bag, they're talking about the amount of Portland cement that's in the cement. Typical concrete is a 5-bag mix.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter for that, in my opinion. 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
And you have always mentioned on driveways about instructions on how that should be finished off over the years. And
so with the garage floor, it's the same. So the trick is this. when they're pouring concrete, the way concrete finishers work is they want to get that mix as thick as possible so they can tool it and they can leave knowing that no one's going to damage it while it cures. Problem with that is depending on how it gets mixed, when they put it on there as they're finishing it, there'll be certain areas that can dry out, and they'll add water to the top of it, so as they're putting their floats over there, they get a nice smooth finish, which is what you want in your garage floor. Mm-hmm. But when they do that, they can weaken the top, and so then people will say, man, I just had this concrete poured, and it's spalding already. It's popping. The top layer's popping. So when they go to pour this concrete, whether it's a sidewalk, a driveway, whatever it may be, you say to the guys, I want you to pour it wet, and I want it to be wet in the truck. Now, you're going to sound like a genius. You're going to be like, how does that guy know how to do that? And they're going to finish it all off. They're going to get the smooth finish that they want, but they're not going to have to add a lot of water to it. So the bonding of all the concrete will be better. It'll last longer, and you shouldn't get spalding on there. Now, the trick here is you need to take the afternoon off, because you need to sit next to it with a long stick. And the long stick is there to hit any kids that come by that want to etch their names in the concrete. You just hit them in the ankle. Just a little tap on the ankle, that's all. Is that not PC anymore? Right? We're all worried about being politically correct. That's why I'm saying hit them on the ankle. They'll go, ooh, and you'll get away from them. And then the other trick is, after a few hours, when you can put your hand on it gently and not make an imprint, take the hose and lightly spray it down to slow down the curing. The slower the concrete cures, the stronger it will be.
We are ringing in the holiday spirit here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini at the By the Yard Showroom in Vernon Hills. One more hour left, but lots of fun to come right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Welcome back. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, Lindeman Chimney Company, and by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. I just said where we are. I didn't say where we are? Okay. We're at the By the Yard Showroom at 900 South Milwaukee, Michigan. Right by the Water Tower place. We're at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. Beautiful location. The sun is shining. Don't worry. There's a UV protector on all the furniture. And by the way, today I was just talking with Nina. You know, she's the sales manager. She said if anybody makes a purchase today, you'll get free shipping and a $20 gift card. Nina's like, oh, my gosh, that's not what I said. If you buy any piece of furniture today, you'll get free shipping because it's heavy. And they'll send it to your house, and you'll get a $20 gift card as well. The deal that's going on right now for the listeners is that you get, for every $100 you spend, you get a $15 gift card. And so it's a little extra bonus as you're sitting in there. And, ma'am, can I ask you to do me a favor and pick up that microphone right there? You, ma'am, I'm pointing to you. That microphone right there. Hold it right in front of your face. You can sit back down. No one knows you're standing or sitting. You didn't know I was going to make you do work.
No.
Okay, you got to put that mic right next to you
right
like that.
Here.
Tell me your name.
I'm Marianne.
Where are you from?
Wheeling.
Is it Marianne with two names or one?
It's one with two N's and an I.
Okay, good. That was a little more information than we needed, but that's all right. You are a By the Yard customer?
Yes, we are.
And have you ever owned a piece of recycled furniture before in your life?
Never.
And what did you buy?
We bought the whole table and chairs and stools.
And when did you do that?
October.
Oh, okay. So you're a new purchaser.
Yes.
And is it already set up at your house?
Yes, it was.
And do you like it?
We love it.
You don't
Even
just
though
like
we
it.
We haven't got to use it yet. We love looking at it.
Right. So you just go out there and look at it. Right.
It's too cold.
Yeah. You're like that lady with the wants the floor drain. And so it is amazing stuff, right? It's heavy
duty,
right? It's really nice stuff. And I'm not just saying that because we're here, because I'll say it when I leave. It's high quality stuff, and it's nice to hear that. I mean, do you live in the area?
In Wheeling, which
and
do,
were you just driving
minutes.
By and you?
No, actually, we heard a commercial from you back in August.
It was a
For those of you out there in the radio listening land that want to grow your business, call the WGN sales department. Jeannie McGrory is available. Jeannie, can I get your cell phone number? She has a lovely coat on today. She looks lovely today. So you heard a commercial, and it works.
Well, first we said, by the yard, where is that? Vernon Hills. What is that place? And you were talking about outdoor furniture. It's the recycled.
Right.
And we came up here, and we loved it. And we purchased it.
You know, somebody didn't ask Nina, is it a problem if you're lactose intolerant?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No?
No.
Nina comes running out. What did he say?
No.
No, it's not. So if you're lactose intolerant, are you lactose intolerant?
No.
No, you're not. So it's not, yeah. So if you'd like, if you don't like milk, it's fine. You can sit on the stuff.
You can sit on it, yes.
You're just saying that. You don't know for sure. Is anyone lactose intolerant here? Is anybody? Really? No one. Everyone likes the lactose. Good, because I was going to have someone, if you were, sit on a chair for the next hour and then see how you reacted. Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Marianne.
Thank
you. One word, two N's and an I. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. And this is Sharon. Oh, no, this is Sharon. We're calling Sharon back. Sharon. Oh. Hey, Sharon.
Yes, it worked.
You're in Princeton. We didn't call you back yet.
No. He told me to hold on. I did.
Oh, you've been holding? Oh, my gosh. Boy, that Yun, he's a slave driver back there. You just hang on for the next hour and a half. I hope you have a good calling plan down there in Princeton. You're not
I
up.
I hope so, too.
I know that Princeton's far away. It's not like Hooterville where you have to climb the pole, right? Like Mr. Douglas?
No.
Do you remember that show?
I don't remember that show.
You don't remember the show. There's a lot of people here who remember, right? You just had to climb the pole to answer the phone. Do you have any idea who Mr. Douglas was?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's okay, Sharon. That's all right. That's fine.
Hey.
Eddie Albert was his name. Okay. Did you do what I asked you to do?
I did.
And?
And I went ahead and did a load of laundry because that's when I notice it and I'm not hearing it, so it worked.
Call that plumber and get your money back.
So is it because I asked when some of these plumbers came here, I said the house was empty for a couple of months.
Right.
Does that have anything to do, you know,
sure.
Before we moved in,
right.
So there was no water running.
Right. So here's the thing, okay? In your domestic water system, and in particular with a well, it is a charged system, not unlike city water where you've got constant pressure. There are chambers within your plumbing system called air chambers or compression chambers. It actually is that you don't have enough air in the system that causes this hammering. The idea with a water chamber is if you can picture a length of pipe going horizontally across the room, and at that end, the other end is the toilet. When the toilet flushes, here comes the water because it's constantly under pressure. And then when the toilet turns off, the water's still coming and there's inertia. And when that hits, it wants to rattle the pipe. A compression chamber, in particular on a toilet, is a little piece of pipe that turns at a 90 degree going up and it just has air in it. And so as the water comes and you turn the valve off, well, it can't go through the toilet. So what does it do? It pushes against that little bit of air, and it's like a shock absorber. So when you drain the water and you let it all come out, it's like you're replacing the shocks on your car.
Okay.
I got one other thing for you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to Google Green Acres.
I will do that. And I must say my husband will thank you because he works for the Ace Distribution Center here, so now he can sleep.
Oh, look at that. A little love for you. Okay, have Yun give her everything in the prize closet. The woman's been hanging on for an hour and a half. Okay, do me a favor, Sharon. Hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. That's awesome. 9:17 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And remember, listen to this. Tune in and listen or watch the stream at WGNradio.com for our presentation of The Miracle on 34th Street on Friday, December 18th from 10 a.m. to noon. Your favorite WGN Radio hosts will star in our version of the holiday classic, Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. Now, Jerry Wells, as you know, was our general manager's assistant and has been for years, but she was at WGN for a couple years, and she is retiring from GN. And in the 2 years that she's there, we all love this woman. Wonderful. She's wonderful. So we're calling it A Miracle on Jerry Wells Street. During the play, keep an ear out for the mystery voices. You'll be cued to call in and guess the voice, guess correctly, and you could win a Chillcation package to stay at the Hilton Chicago or Palmer House. Visit the contest page at WGNradio.com for full details and listen to The Miracle on Jerry Wells Street on Friday, December 18th from 10 a.m. to noon, sponsored by Lou Malnati's Pizzeria and Chillcation.com. 9:18 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Does Natalie live here?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Are you singing carols?
No, I'm not.
Please, sir, please.
Well, I mean, I suppose I could.
Yay! Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, we're at the By the Yard showroom, 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills. By the way, a quick reminder. We, as you know, I do a little bit with an organization called Misericordia, and they have the greatest bakery ever. And so if you want to send gifts to people, you can go to misericordia.org, and you can order these baked goods that are just to die for. And not only will your tummy feel good, but your soul will feel good as well, because you're helping Misericordia with their mission. And I think we're going to be volunteering there soon, and we always go with all the kids, and we cut out the heart-shaped brownies, which is awesome. So it could be that you're delivering brownies cut by a Manfredini. I'm just saying. You can put that in the card if it helps you at all. But it's delicious, right? The brownies are completely calorie-free.
Calorie-free.
You can have like six of them, and it's like you're eating celery.
But it doesn't taste like celery.
Everything that I just said is not true, other than you will be helping Misericordia. We put a post up on Facebook. Misericordia.org is the website, and you can go right to their bakery section right there. We always send out. Fortunate enough to work with a lot of wonderful people across the country, and my wife and I always send out these nice gift packages to people that we work with, and we always get such great response from everybody. You know, especially people that don't know Misericordia, perhaps from other areas of the country, and it's become a must-have. They all look forward to it, so it's really delicious. So check that out, please. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's see who else Yun had hanging on for half a day. He's kind of mean, isn't he? He's usually a nice guy. I think he's mad because you mispronounced his name right at the beginning.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is Ginger. Ginger, that's how you say her name. In Rockton. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm fantastic.
Great. Merry Christmas to everybody there.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to Ginger, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Ginger.
Thank you. Anyway, I have a real quick question. I live in a condominium association, and one of our main concerns is our gutters. We have gutters that leak at the joining points and drip from underneath them. And we've had our handyman put on the magic goop that has never worked. And we just don't know how to solve this problem. Do you have any ideas for us?
How old are those gutters?
Well, some are 5 to 10 years old. Some are 10 to 20 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
And some are, in my opinion, my humble opinion, pitched incorrectly. In other words, they're pitched down away from the drain thing. But that wouldn't affect the dripping underneath it, I don't think.
Well, but see, the problem is that, so this is an area, when you have, you know, when you have, if you're in a condo where you have large runs, even...
Well, hang on, let me just add one thing. They're like duplexes.
Okay, so they're not gigantic, it's not like a 300-foot run of a gutter.
Well, I don't think so. Not okay. 300 feet. No.
That'd be like a football field.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
No.
Right? 300 feet? Close. Yeah, right?
Because they're individual. Yeah, that's
looking at Jake. Jake's, no, no, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. okay. So if the gutters are in decent shape, the pitching of them is important, because if there's a saddle point or a low point, and that happens to be where there's a seam or something like that, the water just sitting there will eventually, you know, it's not a boat. So the idea is that your handyman, what you need him to do is get up there. The areas where the seams are, you need to clean out really well. Then if he uses a small heat gun, okay, and gets it nice and warm and dry, this is the key, okay? You can buy a product at the hardware store called Leak Seal by Rust-Oleum.
Okay.
Why are you clapping? Oh, yeah, they're based in Vernon Hills. Right, they're right here. That's right. I didn't even think about that. Right. It's a Vernon Hills company. And they make a bunch of really good products. But this particular one, Leak Seal, is like a rubber spray. And he or she can spray over the seam a couple coats. It comes in a black, comes in a white, may even come in a silver. And that will give you this really nice tight seal that expands and contracts. So,
and it's inside the gutter, right? Not on the outside.
Correct. You do this on the inside of the gutter. And you can actually go to HowSmartsTV.com. We did a fix it in 15, didn't we? Or a new on the Leak Seal?
Oh.
In your parents' garage?
Yes. I'll post it.
Okay. Lindsay, go find it and post it. But you can see how it works. It's terrific. And it really does work. The trick is Ginger, that they can still do this now because it's going to be warm this next week. So if you can get them out there, you want them, get them to, it's got to be dry. A heat gun will make sure that everything's dry, you know, and actually the warmer that aluminum is, the stickier this stuff is. Shake it up, okay. Spray it, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
All right, what about the drips underneath the gutter, you know, on the outside? It runs the whole distance of the gutters.
Well, but that's coming from the broken seam.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, sure. So what it's doing is it's leaking through, and then it's just traveling on the backside and dripping. So if we seal those with the Leak Seal product, you should solve this problem.
And get the pitch corrected.
Well, that's a whole, yeah, the pitch needs to be correct. You cannot have saddles where it's sitting low, because if the water sits there, it'll just eventually work its way through.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that information.
Jen, you have a nice holiday.
You too.
Appreciate it. 9:29 in the morning, quick break, and then we're going to have news. Don't go away.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Or find them online.
I'm hearing it.
I'm talking over what?
She's very bossy. I have a real wife and I have a work wife. And I love them both. If you're looking at your radio, look to the right. And if you're looking at us, well, you'd look to your right. But on my left is Steve Bertrand. Stop by to say hello. Say hi to Steve Bertrand, everybody.
I heard you were asking for someone who's lactose intolerant. I was driving around, so I thought I'd come by.
Any reaction to the seat right now?
Well, I'm not lactose intolerant.
Oh, you're not.
No.
And what's interesting is no one here is. How many people are? Oh, you are. You feel okay?
She looks good.
You're sitting on a chair. It's made from milk jugs. You're okay. I think it's 2%, so it's okay. She's texting away. She seems to be fine. Yeah, there's a little pillow. Take a little nap, miss. You'll be fine. There you go. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you. I didn't mean to barge in.
No. It's really nice to see you. Steve, you know, how many of you listen to Steve and then Wintrust Business Lunch? Doesn't he do a nice job? Yeah.
That was without the applause sign.
Yeah,
that's
without
nice.
The applause yeah. sign. Yeah, obviously, Steve and I have known each other a long time, and I do miss having you on the show, but he likes sleeping late on Saturdays.
I do. It's nice to be home, but I, I really miss the Saturday people.
It's fun. Yeah, you came and Kathy and Judy as well. They've been filling in with the ladies as well. Yeah. So
I saw Judy.
Steve said he had to park in Buffalo Grove because there's so many of you here.
That's nice.
Yeah.
If anyone can give me a ride to Buffalo Grove when we're done.
What are you doing today with yourself?
I'm Christmas shopping, so I thought I'd...
Were you coming to get my size?
No, I came to get your chair.
You know, if you buy a chair now, you get free shipping and a $20 gift card.
I heard that. That's a nice deal.
Yeah, they're nice.
Actually, you know what? I'm really... I do have a couple of cedar Adirondacks in my front yard.
Nina, are you listening?
That are getting kind of weathered and old. Okay. And so we've talked about these chairs before, and I drive by and... It looked nice.
Go see Nina.
I'll have to do that.
Nina,
yeah,
get you a little extra something.
Does Nina rap?
Nina, yeah, right. Nina, do you rap? Do you offer rapping, Nina? Sure, she's agreeable to anything.
She didn't hear a word you
said. She's delirious because she's been here since 4 a.m. Hey, by the way, Nina, I was just thinking about something. I know we're doing our Just Text Me segment, but
I don't think you are.
You know, you got the fancy, CNC router. Can you do? Like the colors that I see, which are earth tony, right? Hear me out.
This is what I miss because Lou's an idea man. Here we go.
Okay. You know, we love, I know you're from Minnesota, but we love our Blackhawks. I'm thinking you could make a couple chairs and do the Blackhawks logo, and there could be like a charity thing for the Blackhawks charities, right? With me? Hold it. Wait. We'll go on. You don't know Misericordia, but you could make a couple. The chairs need to be red. And get me the Misericordia logo, right? See, like you can do that, right? You did that. Look, that's who's that? Some lady, some person. You can make a sign. You can engrave your chair. So you with me on this? You could do a Blackhawks thing, and we could talk to the Blackhawks about doing a charity thing. You could, you would donate the chair, then people would bid. Well, no. It's for charity.
Charity.
Right, and Misericordia, I'll buy the chairs and I'll donate them and then put the Misericordia heart in there and people could do that, right? Like, you know what I was thinking? Where that lady is sitting right there, I like the chair with the little table right there. What's that thing called? The thing with the built-in table. A tete-a-tete. Oh, I just like saying that. It's like Chick-fil-A, tete-a-tete. You can put a Chick-fil-A on your tete-a-tete. Isn't that nice with a little... Now, think about this. You could have the little tete-a-tete engraved, and then you could get an umbrella that says what?
WGN.
Oh, even better. This is all coming together. Steve, I'm so glad you came.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of time for you.
It was great to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Bye-bye.
Say bye to Steve.
Bye.
All right, do you want to just text me?
I want your sweatshirt.
Yeah, Lindsay loves your sweatshirt. She sure would like one.
I might take it from you.
Jackie Paulus.
All right. Just text me. Did you get when he said charity, though? That's really funny. Mwah, I love you.
Oh, charity. I get it. Yeah, that's a lot going on. I didn't get it, but that's
great.
Funny. He is funny.
He's a good one. All right. We've got some texts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 847. Oh, first we got one. The woman, I think this was your big fan from the blood drive from Life Source. A couple weeks ago, Maria, she says, thank you for hosting.
I'm going to say, okay, so Lindsay and I both gave blood. How many weeks ago?
About 3.
Show them your arm.
No, that's embarrassing.
Show them your arm.
This is radio. All right. I have a little bruise. This is on the other side, too.
Right. It was a really long needle.
There used to be a huge one right here. No.
She bruises
Maria's
like a peach. But give blood.
Hurt. It was just, I'm sensitive.
Okay, so
but they collected
they're not happy about that.
Pints, and they helped, and we helped 78 local patients.
Isn't
so
that awesome?
That's awesome.
Right. That is awesome. And you know what my blood looked like? Olive oil, because I'm Italian.
847. I have an electrical outlet that one plug works and the other doesn't. What might be wrong?
Well, one could be switched. So that's all the information we have.
That's all we know, yeah.
So if you have a switched outlet in your home, in a room, there's a switch that you're like, huh, what does this do? Half of the outlet is switched and the other half isn't. Do you know that?
I didn't know that only half could be.
Only half. So flip the switch and plug something in and it should work. If not.
Good bet.
No, that's what it is.
All right. 262. Lou, how do you connect the bottom drain of the tub to the lever above? How do you connect the bottom drain of the tub?
So the whole apparatus, if it's a lift, that whole drain assembly comes out. You grab it. There could be a set screw that holds it in place. And when it comes out, it's this funny-looking arm, brass, with a little tail piece that goes up underneath the overflow. And so you literally just slide it in when it's the correct piece, and the handle pushes down on it to make it go up and down. Mm. So it could be... You need to remove that, and that little the tail piece on it that goes up and down is a flat piece of brass that's typically, as it goes in, it's vertical. No, it's horizontal, like a duck's bill. And that could be broken or bent. And so you could take that whole assembly out and go either to a hardware store or a plumbing supply house and say, I need one of these. And then they'll give you a new one. You slide it all back in, and it should work. All Jake right. is completely confused. Look at the look on his face. Yeah.
He's got it.
Yeah,
got
you
it.
Don't get
so do
it.
I.
Okay.
630. I have two broken light bulbs, one in the lamp, one in an outside spotlight. How do I safely remove them?
Potato.
That's right. I forgot about
you take
that.
Take a trip. Good potato. Idaho, a russet potato works best.
Not an Idaho.
An Idaho russet. But the reason is, and I'm serious about the russet, because it's a stiffer skin, and the potato, it's more, it's sturdier.
What about a sweet potato?
Sure. But the problem is sweet potatoes are fat. So you'd have to find one with a skinny point.
Got it.
And you shove it in there, and then you as you shove it in, you loosen it, and it should come out. If that doesn't work, spray a little lightweight oil, you know, a little spray oil around it first, then put the potato in, and it should work.
Good tip. Thank you.
Then you can make French fries.
Right. Time to take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. It's 9:46 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Don't go away.
Happy trails to you until
9:50 in the morning. It's time for Lou's last call. So nice of you to listen. Next week we're going to be at Villa Olivia for our next stop on the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. If you'd like to join us, we're going to be there from 7 to 10 in the morning. It's out in Bartlett on December 12th. This time of winter, the ski slopes and the snowboard runs are going to be open for the season. Enjoy a continental breakfast and giveaways, including gift certificates from Baker Square. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for the details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. All right, our last caller today is going to be Paul from Arlington Heights. Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Holy cow, the last one. Okay.
We saved the best for last, Paul.
Say what?
We saved the best for last.
Well, maybe. I got a situation, had the chimney cleaned, not inside the chimney. I just had it tuck pointed and re-caulked and things like that, and they did a power wash of it. And everything seemed okay until I was called suddenly home from work, and my wife said there was a spattering of granular-like salt all over the floor in the kitchen, and oddly enough, in a totally unrelated area in a family room. So we collected it, and we brought in the contractor did the work. He couldn't figure it out. He said, we don't use anything like that. You know, in the power washing, or they didn't do any sandblasting, but the stuff was everywhere. You know, it was, you know, just unbelievable. So we dusted it up, cleaned it up, you know, figured, well, that was a one-time deal. The other day, I called home again, and on the counter, of all places, there's a small white granular sand-like material that was in one specific area of the counter. It's a mystery. I can't figure out what it is. I collected it. And I guess you may not have an answer to what it might be, but where could I take it to get it analyzed to see if it's sand, if it's insect-related? I can't imagine it's insect because there's no ceiling holes where this stuff could fall through from. So it's a mystery.
Lindsay believes in ghosts.
Well, oddly enough, looking on the internet, as everybody does, you know, there was some suggestion.
Oh, my
God. Poltergeist.
Seriously.
Do 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 do.
You know, I've slept with a lot.
I'm Rod Sterling. Okay, so
white sand-like. It's not a pepper. It's not a salt and pepper look to it. It's white. Size-wise, I'd say it's similar to kosher salt.
I love kosher salt. Okay, there's a logical explanation for this. Do you have forced air heating and cooling?
Yes, we do.
When did you have all this tuck pointing stuff done?
Just this past fall, maybe a month ago, month
and a half.
So the
furnace was running?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So here's my guess. My guess is that during the tuck pointing, the grinding, and all that other kind of stuff, there's, airborne particulate that goes throughout the place.
Yeah.
And a lot of that settled into ductwork as the system was running on a slower speed because it wasn't really cold. We get a couple of cold snaps where the thing's really running. I'd be curious if you go down to the basement, if you have a basement, pull that furnace filter out and see what it looks like.
That was my next step that I was going to do. In fact, I'm doing that today. But
and then from there, I would
thought of that it could be airborne, related. It must be because of where it wound up.
Right, and the fact that it's on the countertop, it could be just the way the air is pushing it, and it's just ending up there. And
yeah.
And you said that initially it was kind of all over the house.
Right after they did the work,
right.
It was in the
so
foyer.
So my guess is that you either have a really funny ghost or that it's in the ductwork. And what I would tell you is that, check that filter, but also if you have any floor registers or anything, you can take out the registers and take a shop vac and suck out everything you can in the ductwork. And
yeah.
You may want to have the ductwork cleaned as well. Have
it
professionally.
Pros and cons of that, though.
I'm sorry?
I've heard pros and cons of even doing that.
There's no cons.
More trouble.
There's no cons.
No
cons. Stop going on the internet and looking at ghosts.
There
is no downside to cleaning your ductwork. It's a good thing to do. One of our sponsors is American Weathermakers, and they offer this service. They're in Northbrook. So give them a call. Let's give something to our last caller, too. Let's give them an event-based Wi-Fi or event-based thermostat from Maple Air from American Weathermakers. Your complete, what are you? Take control of your temperature and the air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com and clean the ductwork, and I bet you'll solve that problem. 9:55 in the morning. We'll be right back. 9:58 in the morning. Real quick, a bunch of thank yous to everyone. First of all, thank you to all of you. Give yourselves a round of applause. I so enjoy, both of us, Lindsay and I, both enjoy coming out to these remotes and getting a chance to meet all of you, and it's really, really something. I've been on the air for over 20 years now. My sweet Aunt Rose here has never seen me on the radio. She's only heard me, so thank you for coming out. And my cousin Louise and Margaret, who brought her out here, thank you so much for coming out. And you get the VIP seating.